My name is Ridwan Al-Rahman, and I'm from Bangladesh. I've lived in Washington, D.C. for 4 years, and I love this city. It's a wonderful town because you get to meet so many different kinds of people here. My story is about Malik and the King, and it's a story I learned from my mother-in-law. Once upon a time, many years ago, in a faraway land called Bengal, there lived a lonely farmer by the name of Malik. Now, Malik was a hard-working farmer. He would wake up early every morning and go straight to his farm carrying all his heavy farming tools. He'd plow the fields, he'd sow the seeds, and he'd harvest his crops. Once he started working, he wouldn't stop except for a short break for lunch, and then work, work, work until sundown. He would sweat in the heat of the sun and feel thirsty. But he wouldn't stop working because he believed that the only way to be successful in life is through hard work. One sunny afternoon, while Malik and all his neighboring farmers were farming their lands, the king and his entourage were riding by the farmland. All the farmers stopped their work to watch and admire the king and his men. Malik, however, took a quick glimpse and went right back to work. After all, he didn't want to waste valuable working time just staring at the king. Now this caught the king's eye, but the king said nothing. A few days later, once again, the king and his entourage were riding by, and once again, all the farmers stopped their work to delight in the king's horses and the jewels in the king's crown. Yet, once again, Malik took a quick glimpse at the king and went right back to work. This time the king ordered his minister, Saleh Wale, to summon Malik. Saleh Wale quickly went to Malik and told him to go to the king. Malik was very confused. He said, "I haven't done anything wrong. Why does the king want to see me? I'm just a simple farmer doing my work." When Malik approached the king, the king said to him, "Farmer, why is it that whenever I ride by with my men, every farmer in the land stops to admire me, and you do not? You hardly take a glimpse and go right back to minding your business. Why do you not mind my business?" Malik explained to the king. He chose not to waste his valuable time to watch the king, as he would not gain anything out of it. Instead, if he worked hard, he believed he would get ahead in life. The king thought for a moment and told Malik to go back to work. That night, the king gave Malik's words a lot of thought, and he decided he wanted to make Malik his judge in his court, because Malik was an honest and hard-working man. So the next morning, the king ordered Saleh Wale to take the offer to Malik. As Saleh Wale approached Malik with this offer, Malik was honored. But Saleh Wale said, "Now Malik, before you accept this offer, you do understand that this is a very difficult job, and you will have to learn every law of this land." Malik replied, "Yes, I do, Minister Saleh Wale, but I'm a hard-working man, and I believe if I work really, really hard at it, I can learn the laws and bring justice to the people of Bengal. So I shall accept this offer and make the king and the people proud." On hearing Malik's response to the offer, the king was pleased and gave him a beautiful house within the palace grounds. The king was happy to have an honest man like Malik in his court and told Saleh Wale to make sure Malik is treated well and taken care of. Malik would study the laws of the land every night and spend his days in court solving the people's problems. The people loved him because he was fair and just. The king loved him because the people were so happy with him. But Saleh Wale didn't love him. In fact, Saleh Wale started to get quite jealous of Malik. He felt threatened that the king would give Malik his position as minister. One morning, Saleh Wale went to the king and reported to him, Your Majesty, I think Malik may be planning a coup against you. Every morning, before he goes to court, I see him go into this little hut outside the palace grounds, and every evening I see him go into that hut after court. I think he spends a lot of time in there planning to overthrow you, Your Majesty. Now the king refused to believe that Malik had any bad intentions, or that he would ever harm the king. But Saleh Waleh reported Malik's every activity to the king every day. Finally, 2 months later, the king started to become a little suspicious. He told Saleh Waleh one day that after court hours, if Malik went back inside the hut, the king would pay him a visit just to see what he did inside every single day. So, that evening, the king rode with some of his men and with Saleh Waleh by his side to Malik's hut. As they approached the hut, there was complete silence from outside. The king got off his horse and slowly walked up to the door of the hut. And then, bam! He threw open the door, and what did he see? He saw old farming tools hanging from the walls of the hut. He saw Malik kneeling in front of them and meditating. Malik jumped up and bowed in front of the king in embarrassment. "Your Majesty," Malik said, "what are you doing here, sire? How can I be of service to you?" The king replied, "Malik, what are you doing here? Why do you come here before and after court every single day?" Malik said to the king, "Your Majesty, I come here so I can meditate. I come here so I can see my old farming tools and remember my days as a farmer. I never want to forget the hard work I had put in to come here to this point in my life. I want to understand the problems of the people of this land. I don't want to become arrogant, and I want to remain humble." The king was so ashamed and embarrassed for ever suspecting Malik of any wrongdoing. He apologized to Malik for bursting into his room of meditation and interrupting him. Right there and then, the king sent Saleh Waleh to jail, and in his place promoted Malik to Minister of Bengal. The king was happy, Malik was happy, and the people of Bengal were happy.